Now, the rest of the story. Hank was a mama's boy. Hank was a mama's boy. Growing up on the farm near Dearbornville was wonderful for the youngster, not because he was all that fond of farming, he was not, but rather because Mama lived there. The farmhouse itself was a wonderful house, not because Dad had built it, but rather because it was his mother's home. Far as Hank was concerned, Dad only walked into and out of the place. But Mama made it a place alive. Hank's earliest recollection was of the day Dad took him to see a bird's nest in a big oak tree near the house. There were four eggs in the nest, a bird singing on a branch nearby. Hank was not quite three, but it was a fond memory. And it was the last such of his father, with whom Hank never seemed able to get along. The joy of Hank's life was Mary, his mother. He would forever remember her sewing, knitting, making soap or butter or candles, feeding the chickens, tending the vegetable garden, always buzzing about quickly as a bee on flower rounds. Mama was more than busy, of course. She was overworked. And Hank had recognized that from his earliest rememberings. Mother Mary was a sensitive, intuitive woman, too physically frail for the tasks continually before her. And one day in the early spring, Mary died, 12 days after her eighth child had been born dead. Weakened by that experience, the doc said, but 12-year-old Hank knew better. Mama had been murdered by the farm. But this is the rest of the story. It wasn't long before Hank got fed up and he left the farm himself. Mom had always told him he was a natural-born mechanic, so following what he was certain would have been her advice, the boy went to the big city and got a job in a factory. Job earned him $2.50 a week. Room and board cost $3.50, so he promptly got a second job working evenings in a jewelry store, $2 a week, and with a dollar to spare, Hank felt on top of the world. Months later, the bad news came from home that Hank's father was sick, too sick to manage the farm chores alone. He needed his eldest boy. So Hank did something he thought he'd never do. He went back to the farm. Thus began the toughest season of plowing and planting and harvesting that he could ever remember. And he could feel the work that had killed his mother was starting to kill him. It was then that young Hank grew determined to lighten the burden of farmers and farm wives everywhere and ever after. He would do it in the memory of Mama. By inventing power equipment to replace costly to feed, hard to care for horses and mules. The young mechanic called his first invention a farm locomotive. The first one was powered by steam, and then by gasoline. And that farm locomotive was the precursor of the now omnipresent farm tractor. And it was just a short step from having developed the first farm tractor to going into the motor car business. Now, you may have believed that Hank, Henry Ford, just up and decided one day to invent the automobile. Now I hope you'll always think of Ford's triumphs, all of his triumphs, as an ode to his worked-to-death mother Mary. Now that you know the rest of the story.